Can you give me a bit of an overview of the problem that refuse workers are facing?
So on the rare occasion that what has happened where crews can't empty bins for some reason, there have been a number of reasons why this can sort of take place, why there's instructions why crews can't empty bins. There has been some frustration from residents, and you know, for an issue in which the bin crew people have not directly have say over, they simply are following the instructions of what can and can't be taken, given that any bits of contaminated waste could be rejected at the recycling centre in which crews are taken to. Leading to something they don't have much control over, they simply follow the procedures that residents end up taking out their frustrations and anger on the bin crews themselves.
So it's said that some residents often misunderstand the role of a waste collection operative. So is that what is being referred to there?
Possibly, yes. Many relating down to the fact that the bin crews are very much, you know, the operative themselves are basically, you know, deciding what will and will not be collected, whereas they very much have to follow sort of a strict set of guidance of what can and can't be collected. You know, and, you know, well, when following those procedures, that, you know, anger can be caused by residents when they feel as though their bin should be, especially the recycling, when we're talking about recycling bins, should be collected, but they can see contaminated waste within those bins that they know that if they ended up putting that bin in the truck, could lead to the entire lot being sort of rejected at the recycling centre. And of course, the knock-on effect from that is that it ends up in landfill.
Can you give us a few examples of what people have been saying and doing?
Generally, it's what you'd call low-level disruption, just mainly down to people either being just getting quite a little angry or using quite language you necessarily wouldn't want to repeat at this time in the morning. But, you know, very much on the rare occasions, some places across the country, there has, you know, some form of physical violence, but that's been very, very, very rare.
In March, we had people thanking refuse workers. We had rainbows out. And has there been a steady decline or a sharp rise in anger? Was that a bubble that burst, or is this sort of a minority and the praise is still going on? What's the relationship to back then?
The your first part of your question sort of perfectly encapsulates what's the general shift, is that because of the COVID pandemic, the sort of actions towards waste workers and the behaviour towards waste workers has massively increased in terms of the positive responses and the way in which people feel about them, because they know of the hard work and the dangers that they, you know, especially during the first lockdown, you know, the very much the immediate dangers that the bin crews were facing. You know, when you think about the fact that a lot of these crews will visit over 1,000 household bins, you know, throughout their weeks work, you know, well over, you know, into the thousands, and the high risk that associated with that. So it was really encouraging to see, and I saw that in the area that I live in Guildford. The positive messages that were left for bin crew workers and the sheer amount of positive praise was fantastic to see. But you know, there was still the odd case here or there, but wasn't as severe as years before.
So tell me a bit about this campaign celebrating refuse staff.
Well, it's very much just the campaign itself is based around just increasing the awareness of the hard work and the good work that the bin crews are doing, and just creating, just basically increasing the understanding that if you do have any issues in terms of what we know with stuff that is being collected, that, you know, talk to either your local authority or talk to the recycling facilities that they're connected to. Don't, you know, it's not a case of don't take it out on the point of call. I know the old saying of don't shoot the messenger. That it very much rings true in this scenario, and part of the campaign is to increase the positive awareness of what the bin crews are doing, and we're working with all 11 boroughs and districts as part of this campaign to make people aware or make residents aware of the hard work that they're doing and the rules that they are following you know, to ensure that we can collect as much recycled waste as possible, which is mainly issues related around the recycled waste, that they can collect as much of that as possible, and so that the contamination loads are as low as possible, so as much as possible waste that is collected, especially from the recycling area, can be taken to be recycled.
So it's the what can be recycled and what can't be recycled, you're saying, is the main cause of this abuse?
Generally, that's the trend that seems to have popped up, is that the either it's a situation of people putting food waste accidentally, either contaminated boxes, something like pizza boxes that are cut, that have grease on them, as an example, or, you know, not washed out tin jars, or general, you know, wrappings of foods that still have remedies of food substances on. It's about, you know, as seen on the sort of recycling website, on most people's boroughs and districts websites, for the local authority, they will have a guide of what can and can't be recycled. And generally, what happens is those little bits that, granted, you know, in a normal situation, you'd think wouldn't be an issue, if they end up getting mixed in with the waste that is of the right quantity and of the right quality, that means that it can be recycled. It can ruin an entire truckload, which, you know, would have a massive negative effect. As, you know, we're moving to a society where we want to be recycling and reusing as much of our products and packaging that we are using at this point.
Excellent. Thank you very much for speaking to me. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Not at this point. Just in case, it's, you know, if anyone is listening, make sure you can spread the word, and just you do see being crews as thankful for the hard work that they're doing on a day to day basis, especially as we're in just coming off the back of the second wave as it is now.
Just one last thing. How can people find out what can and can't be recycled in their area?
Sure. So if they go onto their local council websites, they should be on both your in the case of Surrey County Council's website, or, you know, for Guildford, myself, on Guildford Borough Council website, you can very much find links to what can and can't be recycled. You could also go onto the Surrey Environment Partnerships website, that they also have links to leaflets and pamphlets that have the information of what can and can't be recycled. And usually, I know for Guildford, I won't try and speak for other local authorities, but we you know, regularly give out pamphlets of, you know, around about Christmas time, when it comes to new waste calendars that we place on there, what can and can't be recycled as well, just as a reminder, and just as something that people can have, you know, placed near their bin, so they know when they are putting whatever they're putting in, they know that that can be recycled or that can't be recycled.
Excellent. Thank you very much for speaking.